Welcome to the Cerebral Overload Podcast. I'm your host, Ben, and with me, as always, is Ty and Andrew.
Howdy.
Ty, you sound sick today.
I'm sick as a dog. I'm not going to lie.
Woof, woof.
It's wiggity, wiggity, whack.
Ironic you say that, with our theme song today in remembrance of one half of Crisscross, the people who didn't know how to dress themselves without their mommy's help.
But they could really make you jump.
Jump, jump.
Jump onto the drug train, apparently.
Oh, is that what it was?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, I heard it was a drug-induced suicide. The best kind.
Yeah. Because
suicide is painless.
Wow, we just starting off with you singing, Ben. Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the song's called Suicide is Painless. He said he committed suicide, so...
All right.
So yeah. What's the first story for today?
First story for the Google menace. Google Glass being rooted in the first 2 hours of it being out.
Do we have a Google Glass fetish or something?
Kind of. Just a smidgen.
I got a little
bit of a board. We're 5 for 5 now. Google Glass.
Yeah, episode 6 Tuesday won't include Google Glass.
Oh, well, we're breaking our streak.
Yeah.
I'll make a reference to it just so we can keep going.
That's fine. We'll break it up. But no, the thing is that they thought that they had made a device that was going to be so awesome and that, oh, you can't sell it or give it away or have anybody touch it or we'll shut it down. Unfortunately, Jay Freeman, some people know him as Sorek, said, I'm going to do this while I'm at dinner with my friends and I'm going to keep it so that you can't brick it.
So there's no possible conceivable way that Google would be like, hey, we're shutting your shit down?
Yeah. Now he's got it so that he's like, no, you're not touching it.
That's pretty awesome, because that's the way it should be.
Exactly.
You're paying, what, $1,500 for it?
Yeah.
Gimme.
$1,500 for a test unit. Not a prototype, because you're paying $1,500. My statement was retracted a couple episodes ago.
It was just ridiculous. And why is it, I think it's pretty sweet that it's running 4.0.
Yeah, it is nice. That's going to be cool.
I thought it was going to run Windows.
I had heard BlackBerry.
iOS. So, with this saying that he can store it on the device itself, now see, with the problem with that, I'd see, is there a way to expand the storage on the glass, or does it have to be with what's built in?
That... I do not know yet. I haven't heard anything about storage space on the glass, to be honest. I know that with what he did, you could store it on a Bluetooth phone that's connected, so you can expand the memory on that at least, but...
Well, unless, of course, you have your Nexus.
True.
When are you getting a new phone, Ty?
I don't know.
Or your HTC DNA.
The DNA doesn't have expandable?
Nope.
Wow.
That's a huge drawback nowadays.
I did not know that. Is the battery removable at least?
Nope.
Oh, mine is. I'm okay with that.
That's one thing I hated about my Razer is that you couldn't take the battery out. Skeptical of installing ROMs.
Yeah, I couldn't handle that because I pull the battery when I do with screw-ups.
Now, speaking of ROMs, do you think that with Google Glass being rooted and stuff, people will start coming out with their own ROMs for it?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
How much can you really do with it, though?
I don't know. How much can you not do with it?
Now that it's rooted, the world is your oyster.
I mean, I don't know what kind of ROMs they can put on there or what they can change, but I think they'll probably do something. I mean, they can probably change the UI around. They can probably add some new features. They can probably overclock it. I don't know what it would do, but...
Well, see, what I'm thinking is what they'll probably do is it'll probably more, yeah... like you said, more of a UI interface. Because I can see a lot of people with the Google Glass wanting it to look like the Iron Man suit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they'd probably want to see that, they'll probably find a way to put, like, Rain Meteor or something in it and have Jarvis and change the voice and...
Load home interface, Jarvis.
I think Ben would really enjoy the Iron Man Google Glass for peeping the ass.
Dude, I would rock that thing all the time if I could have, like, Jarvis stuck to my head.
That'd be so cool.
Or even if it didn't sound like Jarvis, if it sounded like Mr. Freeney, I mean Kit, from Knight Rider.
Oh, yeah.
I find it funny how you were about to say his name from Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
And then tried to stop yourself.
I always thought he was going to give spankings in the middle of class. You know, because it was olden days, teacher, they used to spank kids.
Oh, trust me, I know, I was spanked.
Kind of like Samsung is spanking Apple in the earnings right now.
Ooh, good segue.
Ha-ha!
Because they are doing a great job of stomping the floor with Apple.
Just running amok.
Well, when you're a one-phone company, what do you expect?
They have tablets. They have one tablet.
They have the iPad, the iPad Mini.
Yeah, I don't really consider the iPad Mini anything.
It's like a Nexus 7, but more expensive.
Except for the iPad Mini is the Samsung Note 2. Only Samsung was smart enough to put insert a stylus into their phone.
Yeah. I mean, Apple seemed like it was on its way to a decline in profits in just like the first 3 months of the year.
I don't think you're actually going to see Apple's profits decline. I think you'll find somebody that's going to throw some money in there somewhere to make it at least even, which is still going to be bad for Apple no matter what. But
see, with me, when it comes to the whole Apple and all that stuff, honestly, what I think is going to happen is eventually you'll see, obviously, Android's going to keep getting bigger because it's an OS, not just a phone like Apple. And who's breathing into the microphone?
I was going to say, who is doing that?
Ben, like you need to calm your shit.
It's like a dog is trying to wake me up in the morning.
Hey, I gotta go outside.
You sound like the damn dog from the Bacon Strips commercial.
Bacon! Okay, now back to before I was rudely interrupted by Ben's creepy stalking breathing.
You mean before you were turned on?
Shut up, Mimsy!
My panties are so wet I could drown a toddler.
Ah! Sure, that's not just mucus?
Oh, dude, that about made me gag.
you're a paramedic, Jesus.
That's the one thing I can't handle.
Mucus?
Like the sound of somebody getting ready to throw
up. Oh, okay. I make that noise all the time. Well, I mean, Android is an OS, but allegedly some Momo, that's short for moron, says that Android's going to fail and Mozilla's going to take over.
No. That's all I'm saying to that.
Completely agree. He's a complete idiot.
Mozilla's not going to do nothing.
Mozilla, I didn't know Mozilla was still around.
I used to use Firefox as a browser religiously until it got to the point where it used more system resources than iTunes.
Yeah.
And that's when I went to Chrome.
And I love Chrome.
I've been happy ever since.
Google did a really good job.
Chrome is so pretty and shiny. Internet Explorer.
Who's using the Internet? Yeah, Ben uses Internet Explorer. He messaged me. He's like, hey, check out the website on IE. And I'm like, IE? What?
Oh, jeez. But what I think is going to happen with the whole Android thing is...
No, I use Chrome on my personal
computer. God damn it!
Thanks for the delay, Ben.
You're quite welcome.
So Android's going to keep getting bigger. And I actually can foresee Windows Phone getting a lot bigger, minus their operating system for the desktops. But I can see their phones getting bigger because I'm actually quite impressed with the Windows phones.
They're okay. I mean, they're nice phones, but it's the same problem with BlackBerry. They don't have the apps.
Still better than Apple.
That's beside the point.
But
no, that's actually
Apple has the apps, though.
That's true. But, I mean, Apple and Android have been around for quite a while. BlackBerry lost all its developers, and Windows Phone's kind of new.
Well, they did have Windows, the Windows OS for their old Windows phones, but that was just shit.
Oh, that was horrible.
That was my first experience into smartphones, was the old Moto Q9M.
Ooh, wow.
That was like the Windows 6.5 or something, if I remember right. That was the worst smartphone I have ever owned.
Ugh, that's like having a PDA.
That's what got me into BlackBerry, was because I had so many problems with it. Verizon offered me a BlackBerry Curve as a replacement for it.
Looking back now, wasn't really an upgrade.
I started with BlackBerry, and then I went to Symbian, which was the Nokia OS.
I saw a video with one of those in it the other day.
What, a Nokia?
A Symbian.
Oh, God. Talking about an operating system here, Ben. Stay on topic. Come on, buddy. Let's do it. But then I had, then I tried Windows, and that lasted for about a month. And then had the first iPhone that ever came out. Hated the shit out of that. Went back to BlackBerry. Ty, what's your smartphone history?
Well, I had a smartphone that didn't really have an operating system, to be honest. I don't know what it was. It was just basic. Then I got the BlackBerry Storm, upgraded to the BlackBerry Storm 2, and then got the Droid X.
I miss my BlackBerry Storm 2.
Oh, God, I hated it.
I think I'm the only person in the world that loved it, but...
Like, my screen would always lock up. When I was typing, it would just stop.
Oh, see, I never had that problem.
Yeah, it was like... Either that or it would go, and just keep vibrating.
Yeah, Ben, I remember when we first started, when I first started at Gizmo, you loved your Storm.
I did.
Oh, the Storm was amazing. I missed that phone to death.
People, I think actually when I started on Gizmo, I even had a BlackBerry.
That's when Jonathan had friends.
No, that never happened, silly.
People used to get mad when I'd be texting, because I used to text really fast on the Storm. They'd be like, it sounds like mice that are running up the wall in here.
That sure doesn't sound like mice.
Yeah.
Assholes.
So speaking of Microsoft and all of the Windows-ness,
hey,
they're trying to find beta testers now for the new Windows Phone Facebook app.
That sounds Ben. Stupid.
Yeah. Ben, you should hit him up.
I don't have a Windows phone anymore.
Ah.
I returned it to its rightful owners, Verizon Wireless.
Well, where's the fun in that?
Well, that's the thing. I sent them... What did I send them back? I sent them back the DNA, which made me sad. Because I like that phone. I want it back. Boo-hoo. The Windows phone and Belkin Bluetooth media receiver. All of which reviews you can see on CerebralOverload.com.
As well as our podcast and all the latest news and updates in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you did. Thank you for contributing there, Andrew.
That's what Andrew did last episode. I was like, Andrew, yeah. It was so weird.
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
All right, so Windows, Microsoft wants beta. You already said that.
Yep, beta testers for the Windows Phone app.
For a refreshed version of the official Facebook app for Windows Phone. It still sounds stupid.
I think Facebook's just trying to be more than they are.
They really are. I mean, they're trying to do the phone thing. They're trying to do the social network. They're probably trying to get into search engines, too.
They want to be like a transformer.
They also have a porn site out there. Well, I can't say the name of that.
Oh, the F book.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, jeez.
I see ads for that all the time.
But I don't think... I think Facebook should just give up and stick to what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because I've noticed... I've actually noticed around me, there's a growing number of people that are actually starting to go away from Facebook.
What are they going to? Twitter?
No, they're just they're just not using it anymore.
What?
And I'm on the brink of deleting my Facebook because it's just so damn annoying now with all the ads they have, the sponsored links, all that shit. It's just getting annoying. I've used YouTube a shitload less because I'm sick of the advertisements.
Oh, God, I hate the ads on YouTube, though.
You know what I don't get? Why YouTube needs to have ads? They're owned by Google. Google's, like, billionaires. Put the ads somewhere else. We don't want that shit, like, 15 seconds beginning of a video.
Oh.
Stockholders want to make their money.
Yeah, it's all about the money game.
Stockholders can lick my balls.
They would if you paid them enough.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
All about the Benny Oaks. So what's stupid about this Facebook app, other than it being a Facebook app, is it looks a lot more like the iOS and the Android versions.
Yeah.
Why not just do that to begin with?
Because it's Facebook?
We get a new Facebook.
I'm surprised if Facebook gets bought by Apple.
Huh. I didn't think about that.
Screw it, I'm going back to MySpace.
Oh my God. Justin Timberlake bought that.
Really?
Yeah, he's turned it into a music site.
Well, that's pretty much what it was becoming anyways. All the bands and everything had all their shit on there.
Yeah, I mean, this was months ago. I don't know what he's doing with it, but I've heard people actually going back to it.
Oh, I was...
What? You were just kidding?
I was hey, just I hit the click, mute button click. Somehow.
I heard the click.
Yeah, I don't know how I hit the mute button.
Wow, MySpace looks totally different.
Oh, you're on it?
Yeah, I figured why not.
The only reason I was on MySpace back in college was to play Mafia Wars all day.
Oh, God, I love that game.
It was the stupidest thing in the world, but we were just addicted.
You were a dick or a dick?
That's all I heard.
It muted. We were addicted.
Do I want to go to the classic MySpace or the new MySpace?
What's the new one? It's pretty cool.
It's got some Buddy Holly looking dude. This is MySpace.
Hold on, please.
Yeah, and I've gotten to the point, even when I found out with Facebook how they started selling, like mass selling people's stuff, pictures and all that, I've just started deleting everything.
It doesn't matter. It's still there. They still have it.
Yeah, but let's face it. Why the hell would anybody want to buy a picture of me? Ha!
You got a point there.
That's a big one.
I'm getting stuck on the first image of MySpace.
Yeah, mine froze. I said, screw it.
Mine's fine. But I hate it. So off of MySpace. So,
plug something here because I'm super duper excited and I can't withhold it anymore.
Why? Is your computer about dead? Do you need to plug it in? Do you need us to wait for a minute? Or
you taking a gamble?
No, I'm going to plug something plug something into the podcast, not plug something into the wall. Jerks. Talking about Grand Theft Auto.
Of course.
Just so excited because 3 trailers came out on Tuesday. And I was literally sitting there at 11 o'clock just refreshing the Facebook page and their website trying to get them. And then their website crashed because too many people went on it. But I found it through YouTube, actually. And I didn't have to wait for some stupid advertisement. But we will put the trailers up on the website.
I thought we already did that.
Did I put the new ones on there?
I thought you did.
You put at least one on there.
I'm pretty sure I put the new one on there. In that case, go look for it and watch it now. Now.
And then while you're there, you can watch the new trailer for Black Ops for Call of Duty Ghosts.
No, don't look at that shit.
Well, if we're talking about that, Saints Row 4, you're the president of the United States, son.
Not stupid wearing a mask and stupid Call of Duty.
The
just
president.
Because you suck at it.
There's nothing to do with my skill level. That's to do with how badly the game sucks. I will take Battlefield over Call of Duty any day. You know why? Because vehicles.
You know what? Just to throw this out there, if anybody's listening today, I will be on Xbox all day today. Come play.
Go to work.
Who?
You.
You.
I don't have to work today.
Yeah, you do.
No.
Wait.
What is today? No, I don't have to work today.
I love that I made you second guess yourself.
Because that scares me. I forget sometimes. Freaked me out.
No, sorry. We'll step back to smartphones. I had to segue because I was just too excited about Grand Theft Auto.
That's okay. I'm excited too.
I'm also excited for Saints Row 4. I'm not excited for Call of Duty because Call of Duty sucks.
I'm not really
That's
excited.
Just because you Canadians don't know what's good.
It's Infinity Ward, though, and I don't like their games. Like, I hated Modern Warfare 3. I thought that was just, it was pointless.
I still play it.
Ugh, I didn't even buy it.
I like all of them. Since Modern Warfare. I haven't played any of the ones before Modern Warfare.
They were alright.
Meh. I still play 2 every so often on my computer.
Wow. See, I started with the originals on my computer. I had Call of Duty and Battlefield 1942.
I think I still have that on my computer, actually.
Oh my god, it was so fun.
2 on my computer. The amount of, with Battlefield 2, the online community, the amount of modding is insane for Battlefield 2.
I haven't been on there in years.
We should play.
I still miss Return to Castle Wolfenstein.
Oh my god.
Yeah. This has just become a video game throwback episode.
It did.
I loved that game. That's what got me into online gaming.
Wait, are you Nick and Jay from Joystick Jerks secretly coming onto our show?
I think we are.
No, because I'm drinking Speed Energy, not
whiskey. Jack Daniels.
Not Jack.
Oh man, those guys are hilarious.
Alright, so we're moving on to the
same... So how much did they pay us this week to say their names?
$3,000.
Awesome.
Wait, why am I not seeing any of that cut, you pricks?
It's American
money. We're not allowed to send it to Canada.
So back to smartphones.
Are we still on the Microsoft, or we go over to the next one?
No, screw Microsoft. We're done with them.
Okay.
Pricks.
Yeah.
Now we're moving over to the fact that supposedly the world's first Braille smartphone is in development. What? Why?
Because blind people got to get their social networking on.
No, they don't.
Helen Keller would be so happy about that. So yeah, world's first Braille smartphone.
I don't see a point to it, in my opinion. It's going to cost too much for them to buy it.
Well, it's actually, the price is only like $185.
That's what they hope it's going to be.
Yeah.
Well, they hope to release the phone by the end of this year for $185.
Yeah, that's at least until the government gets their fingers in it.
On it, because it's a Braille smartphone.
Ha, ha, ha.
No.
Well, basically, like, it's a screen of grid pins that move up and down to form into, like, shapes and characters. I saw pictures of it. It's kind of cool and kind of weird.
So is it like one of those metal things that you'd have when you were a kid and you stepped...
Yes, exactly.
I was just thinking that myself.
That's exactly what it looks like.
I don't know. That's just... I don't think it's going to take off.
Well, I'll come up there and gouge your eyes out. And then you'll get the smartphone. You'll say, oh my god, I love this.
Honestly, if you have the ability to overpower me and gouge my eyes out, I will more than happily take this phone. But you have to be able to overpower me, you little bastard.
Okay. I'll accept that challenge, actually.
Alright, come on up.
Okay. I'll be up there in about 6 hours.
Alright, I'll be at work, so you'll have to wait till I get home.
Is your wife home?
Yeah, she'll be home.
Okay, we'll have, I don't know, yeah, bacon and syrup.
Do each other's hair, you know. Look at shoes online.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Ben?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was watching this video from Russia.
Ben!
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 Sorry, what was the question?
I don't even remember.
Neither do I. Moving on.
Does that make you mad when we text you that constantly in WhatsApp?
Oh, I don't care.
Okay, good, because it cracks me up.
Yeah, sorry, I was watching a video of the airplane, the cargo plane that crashed in Russia yesterday or the day before.
No, that wasn't in Russia, it was in Afghanistan.
Wherever. Russia, Afghanistan, it's the other side of the world.
Yeah, what it was is it was a cargo plane that had vehicles in it, and some dumbass didn't strap him down properly, and now he's dead.
So they shifted and threw the weight of the plane off?
Yep, caused it to go up, stall, and then just kind of kited its way to the ground and blew up.
It just, like, fell straight to the ground. It's funny to watch.
I saw that, yeah. It was on Reddit yesterday, too.
God damn it, I hate Reddit.
It was on Reddit yesterday, and it's probably on the Chive today.
Reddit.
It was actually on the Chive yesterday afternoon, fool.
Whatever. It was on Reddit 2 days ago.
It was on Reddit before it happened?
Yup. We predicted the future. Yup.
It's in my Facebook timeline from this dude that thinks like the government is out to get everybody, so I'm sure there's going to be people, oh my god, the government made it crash. It's George Bush's fault, he planned it.
George Bush.
Thanks, Obama.
I thought you were going to be saying that the whole episode.
I was going to, but then I just wouldn't want to punch myself.
What happened to all the wiggity-wiggity whacks?
Well, they would have been...
I got that out of my system in the 90s when that song went out of style. Like the wearing your clothes backwards fad.
Yeah, that was weird.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I at least do that once a week because I realize that I'm too damn tired when I'm putting my clothes on.
I'm the backwards man, the backwards man, backwards man, the backwards man.
We almost made it a whole episode.
Bet your kid can listen to this one.
He listened to all the other ones.
Before we close out, what was his favorite quote to say in the car?
That was at the bonfire, he said it.
Whatever. Let me rephrase that. What was his favorite quote to say from one of the episodes?
His favorite line happens to be from Ty, because everybody in my household seems to love Ty and not me.
Yes.
I told you once already. It's all yours.
I just want to hear it one more time.
Ditch the bitch and make the switch.
That is it. Ugh. I don't know why your family loves me so much.
Oh, I know why they don't love me. Sorry. I'm an a-hole.
And... oh, I take Ben over you.
Because your wife voted for me as her favorite character on the podcast. I won that contest with one
bullshit
vote.
And nobody likes the Canadians, so fuck you all.
Yeah.
How did you win? I even made the Cerebral Overload Facebook page vote for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that, you little son of a bitch.
Because last I looked, I was winning 2-1 because I voted for myself twice.
Really? You sneaky little bastard. It's been a while since I looked at it because it was way back there. You can't vote for yourself.
Why not?
Because that's bullshit.
I'm my favorite character.
You're not the website's favorite character.
As long as I keep paying the website bills, I am.
So, Ben, you won that one.
Yay.
But I won your wife.
Okay. Yeah, nobody likes me.
No.
It's not you, it's your country.
What's happening?
Well, I'm angry. I don't know about Ben.
Hulk angry. You don't like him when he angry.
I'd like to give a special thanks to everybody who actually took some time after being peer pressured into donating to the Alzheimer's Walk for 2013 in Toledo. Ben? Andrew?
Boy, I didn't donate. What are you thanking me for?
Oh, I'm not thanking you. I'm just calling you out for not donating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because
Sean
McKinnon is over in Spain and he donated. Kevin Hall donated. Nice guy. Live with him. An old friend from high school, Mara Phillips, donated. Cousin Ron Coos donated. It's Karen and Ashley. They both donated. And then Ashley from Japan, she donated. Bailey Sprouse donated a little bit after I forced her. Joshua Staten gave us a little bit. And Josh's cousin Derek donated. A guy from work, really nice guy. His name's Mark. He donated. My Uncle Rich donated. Jason from Toledo donated, a.k.a. Teddy. Patrick Charlesworth donated from down here. And a very special friend of mine, Laura Merritt, and her husband from Verizon Wireless actually donated to me also. So for everybody that's listening, if you heard your name, thank you so much. It's super duper 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 appreciated. And hopefully we can keep going with this.
And we will throw the list of all these names up on the website in the post underneath the podcast once we release it later today.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Cerebral Overload Podcast. Make sure you join us again next week on Tuesday to find out what more we have to say that you probably don't care about. Peace out, bitches!